Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. The two disciples were following John the Baptist. John shares his story with them. He says, "Look, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. This is the one that I was talking about. He is the real deal. He's the Messiah. He's the reason why I'm here doing what I'm doing." And of course, they did the obvious thing. They left John and began to follow Jesus. And Jesus turns and looks back at the two disciples. And he says a really important question. He asks them, "What are you looking for? What are you looking for? Why are you following Jesus?" Maybe we should be asking ourselves this question. What are you looking for? What are you hoping for? Why do you come to this place? What do you need from Jesus? It's a personal, complex, difficult question. We need all kinds of things. Maybe we need healing, physical, mental, emotional, wholeness. Maybe it's mercy that we need today and forgiveness. Maybe we need hope and purpose in our lives, joy in the midst of despair and sorrow, hope. Maybe we need truth, somebody, a place where we can go and talk about things that are real and important, things we know to be true in our lives. Maybe we are looking for some honesty, some people that are willing to share openly that we're not alone in our suffering. Maybe we're looking for God's love. These are really important questions for us to be asking individually. Why are we following Jesus? What is it that we hope to find? But they're also important for us as a community of faith, as a church. These questions will define who we are as a Christian community. How far and how deep we're willing to go. How honest we're willing to be. How vulnerable and humble we can be. Because we're not the Lions Club. And we're not Charity League. And we're not any other social organization on the face of the planet. We are a Christian community. And there's no other place in the world that you can go except to the body of Christ, to a community that is defined by Jesus Christ, for Jesus Christ, for the world. It is only there that you're going to find rest for your souls and real life and truth and purpose. It's not something that we can generate on our own. It's not something that we can go to Barnes & Noble and find a book or get online and search, you know, this answer out. It's not something that, with all due respect to the mental health care professionals and those that seek to provide counseling, it's not something that we can find there either. There's a powerful and mysterious miracle that takes place when the people of God are gathered together in His name, and that we are willing to seek after what He has to offer, why He's come as the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world. The question of what is it that you are looking for, how we answer that question will define who we are as an individual. It will define us as a community of faith and what we have to offer the world as people walk in from those doors beaten and battered and bruised. As a young man growing up, I was trying to find my place in this world just like all of us. I just dropped my son off in Dallas. Got a new internship, hoping to find his way in the world, and I'm just praying for him. Because I remember the profound struggle that I went through growing up. I hope he doesn't struggle in the same way I did. But it was a struggle between what the world was saying, what my heart was desiring. It was a struggle about what the world was demanding, what my heart was needing. It was a struggle between how the world was defining me and how I wanted to understand and relate to my purpose and my being in the world. It wasn't just what I desired, but it was what I needed. And I couldn't rest until I found it. I had every opportunity growing up. I was a privileged upbringing. I was served up life on a silver spoon, a platter. I could have gone in any direction I wanted. But I struggled with this inherent conflict in my being about where I was going to find what I needed. And the struggle was torturous and laborious. And I didn't find what I was looking for, and I there was a time when I left my job, you know, having been through graduate school, having everything ready, teed up to go, and it wasn't it, and I just remember going and living with my in-laws, with my two children, actually it was one child at the time. And just feeling, my life was spiraling out of control around me. And not only that is, I began to be embarrassed. Didn't want to see anybody. Didn't want to talk about what was going on. I was ashamed. I was paralyzed by fear. Couldn't move, couldn't do the next thing. I was like, who's gonna want me in this place, in this way, in this state? Shame began to enter in, and isolation and depression, guilt, just this downward, ugly spiral. I wasn't crazy. I knew I wasn't crazy. I really wasn't clinical yet. But maybe you've been there before. Maybe you've been on the verge of there before. Maybe you know a little bit about what I was feeling. But my question is, where do I go to get things back in order? Where do I go really to understand my story, to be able to share my story? Because everybody that I was running with had everything figured out, right? They didn't have anything going on wrong in their lives. No problems, no fear, no concern, no, everything was just in order. And if it wasn't, they weren't willing to talk about it. We're alone in our brokenness because we're too proud to talk about it. Not willing to go there. Not willing to share our common story with one another. But it's a common story. It may be our story, but we are united in this common struggle that we share in life. God meant it to be that way. We need each other. But we've got to get honest about that. We've got to acknowledge some of these basic truths of our lives and not be ashamed to share that we don't have it all figured out, that our lives are a mess, that we are broken and in need of forgiveness and healing. It's okay. That's what the Christian community is about. That's what authentic Christian community is about. We can't walk into the church and pretend to be the church and not be willing to talk about what we share together, our need for God's grace and mercy and healing and strength and hope. That's what it's all about. That's what my heart was longing for. That's what I needed. I needed to go somewhere and talk to somebody, share this, that I'm not alone and I'm not crazy. Can we admit that, you know? I went to the church. I went to my church. And thank God I found that to be a place, a safe place, a true sanctuary, a place where we could just begin to vent, to say those things, to claim those things, to be honest about those things. And then we began to just, pray for one another, walk with one another, support one another, grieve with one another, laugh. We began to feel healing, new life being breathed into a person who was dying on the vine because he needed a place to go that could speak God's love and truth into his life. That's what I've found in the church, and it's not something that we can generate on our own. We don't create it on our own. You can't go take a pill for it. You can't go to the store. You can't get online. It only happens together in Christian community where God's people are gathered and He is present. As we are defined by Him and we seek to follow Him. And it's based on that foundational question, what is it that you are looking for? What do you hope to find? Because you're only going to go as deep as you're willing to go. You're only going to find as much as you're willing to admit. You're only as sick as your secrets. And if you think you're alone, well, you will be alone if you're not willing to open up and go where we all go. We all tread and trot. We share this story together. But sanctuary is not a place, pretty building like this. This is a pretty building, and I know a lot of people walk through these doors and call this place home. It's not home because it's pretty. It's home because of you, the people who are the sanctuary, who make it a sanctuary, who create sanctuary. We are the people that define sanctuary. And it's a home because of that. We ask that question, what are you looking for? We have to be willing to be a sanctuary. And it starts with each one of our own hearts. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. So that we can be a sanctuary to the world. We've got to be willing to break through. You know, we come from a community and a culture of affluence and professionalism, and we're educated. We are set up for the facade of this lie. And unless we're willing to deal with it and call it what it is and admit it and know that it's okay, then we'll kind of be trapped in that lie. But we're not alone, and we don't have to be. It's not a secret, and you can't hide it either. Everybody knows your life is just as messy as mine. And we're all here for the same reason. And the world needs us to be a sanctuary. Because when we walk through those doors, and anybody walks through those doors, the only thing we have to offer is God's grace and His love and His hope and His joy, His healing. We got to be that. We got to be that. You have a story. I have a story. Those stories need to be shared because they're a blessing to others. We're strengthened when we share our story. And when we hear somebody else's story, we realize, you know, we're not alone. We don't have to be alone. Because I see myself in somebody else's story. When we do that, we're blessed and we can bless others. Authentic Christian community is what we're all about. It's unique to the whole world. You can't find it anywhere else. It's a mystery. Christ is present with His people gathered. As we're willing to be honest about what we're looking for, ask for it, desire it, go after it, we got to be willing to be vulnerable. You can't have it if you're not willing to go there. Can't have it. It doesn't mean you have to air all your dirty laundry, but you got to begin to walk side by side, pray, support, be honest. That's what I wanted. That's what I needed in my life. And I found it in the church. There wasn't any, I could have found it another way, but I could have been a Christian in the world without being a minister. Now, I'm not saying everybody needs to be a minister. I'm just saying authentic Christian community is what we have here. And that's what I found in the church. And that's what I needed. That's what spoke life into me. That's what gave me everything that I was looking for. And we need to pray for each other that we can begin to grow in that that desire, and that our hearts can be prepared to be that place. Because if we don't have that to offer, we don't have what Christ needs us to be for the rest of the world. To be a sanctuary, to be a place of healing, wholeness, of radical hospitality, welcoming all people, knowing that they have a story that's a lot like ours, helping them to heal, helping them to grow, to understand they're not alone, sharing that good news. When we hear it in others, we can begin to identify it and give voice to our own. You know, the disciples asked Jesus, "Well, Jesus, where are you going?" And Jesus said, "Come and see." I mean, was He just saying, "Come and see this pretty building over here"? I think not. I don't even think He was saying, come see anything. I think He's saying, come and see the world in a new way. Come and see yourself in the way that I created you, in the way I intended for life to be together. Come and see everything differently. And they went and they saw. And Andrew went and found his brother, Peter. Went and got Peter, said, "Peter, we found Him, the Messiah, the Son of God, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." Peter came. And we know the end of the story, right? The church is built on that testimony, that sharing of the story. What are you looking for? What are you coming to see? What do you want to see? Come. Come and receive what you need. Come and see Christ. Come and be healed. Amen.